Hello, Fearless One. I'm Narissa Golden, and welcome to my new podcast, Fearless One. Now, this should probably be the 457th episode, but instead, it's the first. Why? Because I recorded various versions over the past year, and I left them languishing in the to-be-edited file. If you read my 2025 book, Live Fearless, then you know that procrastination is one of the ways that feeling fair shows up in my life. And let me tell you, I have been procrastinating. But now we celebrate because I hit publish and you hit play. So let's begin. Procrastination is a good place to start with our discussion on creating a fearless life, because it is a good indicator, not that you are failing, but that the thing you are procrastinating about matters to you. Procrastination is more than just avoiding making decisions. It can also look like perfectionism. You want to make sure that you've crossed all the I's, or in my case, it was an errant bra strap showing in the video cut that I actually liked, or my voice not sounding energetic enough on audio only. Trust me, I kept finding reasons to put off publishing. But rather than beat myself up as I would have in the past, I kept investigating. What is at the heart of this? Why do you want to do the podcast? Why isn't good not good enough? What do you have tied to this podcast actually being heard? In answering the questions, I realized I had tied the podcast to outcomes that were outside of my control. I was trying to edit my way into success, when the truth is that my only instruction was to do the podcast and unpack the work I've been doing. Finding listeners, hoping they get it, hoping they want to listen to more episodes was not my responsibility. And so I have let go of any expectations from others and seek only to commit to this task of sharing what I know and what I am discovering about living a life that is focused on reflecting the blessing that you are to the earth. To encourage you to either discover the gifts within you and nurture them, or if you are already doing this work, to persist in exploring and nurturing your gifts. In doing so, you are creating a life you never need to escape from, and a life that comes with built-in provision, protection, and purpose. Doesn't that sound amazing? That's what I want for you more than ever. So let's talk about why you and I don't need to spend our time procrastinating and instead focus on doing the thing we feel most called to do. I'm going to take you back in time to a conversation that happened. Well, actually, it happened before time as we know it began. The Bible only records part of the conversation, and so being the writer that I am, I put words in their mouth to hopefully explain what I believe happened and why we are where we are today. Genesis 1 verse 26 to 28 says, God said, "Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." But I believe between verse 26 and verse 27, there was a conversation between God and himself as the Holy Spirit and God the Son, Jesus Christ. It probably was the length of a wink, but in human time, it went something like this. And God said, "Let's make a creature called man who will be just like us." The Holy Spirit pauses before asking, "A creature that is spirit like we are? Interesting. That would be pretty cool," Jesus said. "And you want him to live in that garden you've been creating in your mind for the past 5 eons? With a big boisterous laugh, God replied, "Yes, he would be a spirit like us, but I'm going to give him an earth suit so he can enjoy all the things I plan to put in the garden. He can use his physical ability, but most importantly, his imagination to create anything he wants. He can spend all eternity creating and filling up the earth. And when he's done with that planet, he will be able to unlock other planets to continue creating. His essence will be love like we are. And he will also have the ability to love others and me too." Well, that's one way to guarantee that you are loved and adored for all eternity, teased Jesus. Holy Spirit released a deep breath, then said, "What is to stop him from creating or choosing something that hinders and harms your plan or another spirit?" God replied, Well, that stumped me for a bit, but if they are to be truly like us, then they must be able to choose whether they want to be or not. I already know I love them and they haven't even been created yet. I want them to know that same feeling. It also means that when they choose contrary to what I want, there will need to be a way to bring them back into fellowship, as their choice will impact all of humanity. How do you plan to do that? Jesus asks, moving closer. It's called redemption. It will be part of the operating system for earth called seed time and harvest time. It will be a way for them to come back into alignment with our plan for them. For it to work, there will need to be a redeemer, someone who will pay the price and stand in the gap for the sin committed so that future people don't have to pay the price or be lost because of the decisions they make. Fascinating, the Holy Spirit said. Well, if they accept the redemption plan, I can live in them so they can have the guidance to make choices in line with what they were created to do. But someone will have to do the redeeming part. Put me in, coach, Jesus laughed. Someday, one of those humans is going to say that and it's going to be trendy. He laughed again before becoming quiet. Whoa, wait. Let me think about it. I'm already having deja vu and that hasn't even been created yet. This isn't going to be easy. I'm going to have to become human to redeem them. I'm going to have to die. That's going to hurt. Yes, God said, you can go to earth as my son. The only time I will have to turn my back on you is when you must die to take on the punishment for their sins. But son, no, it will only be for a moment. These humans mean that much to you? God smiled. Yes. Imagine how much I love them already. But this will only happen if the two of you agree. I'm in, Jesus said. Where you go, I go, the Holy Spirit said. I won't leave him alone. Let's do it. Then verse 27 and 28 happen. God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. While that was my interpretation, the Bible reminds us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You are not an accident, and the dreams and goals in your heart are not solely yours. They were placed there by your creator and his every desire is to see you fulfill them, because this is how you express his kingdom in the earth. I didn't mean for this podcast to be a theological discussion or a Bible study, but I need you to understand that there is a program, a plan that you can look to for direction about every area of your life. You don't have to be limited by the systems of the culture you were raised or live in, or the political climate or whatever is trending. All of these change and shift daily. None of these things will bring you peace or the guidance that will transcend the moment. But the word of God is quick and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is both your guide and your protector, your peace and your provision, your compass and your advocate. Verse 28 is what I call my fearless system. God blessed them. God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. You begin blessed. That is your natural state. Not cursed, blessed. You are created with a mandate to be fruitful, to multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. You are to have dominion. This is the instruction for every human, not just a few. If we were each to take this as the roadmap for our life and use it to navigate our daily actions and big visions, we will find that God will smile on us. Hey, Fearless One, this is Narissa Golden. I know you already have a copy of my book, Live Fearless, a Christian entrepreneur's guide to life and business on your bookshelf or on your Kindle, but you haven't cracked it open yet. I want to encourage you to do that. Read it a little at a time and work through the reflection questions at the end of each chapter. If you don't have a copy, be sure to get yours in the format you prefer at Amazon.com. So where does procrastination fit in? procrastination and perfectionism and whatever variation the fear manifests in exists when we are looking outwards to find direction and validation. We want to see a bright green neon sign saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. But rather, the direction you will find that will bring you assurance and peace can be found within. Jesus said, focus on seeking the kingdom of God, and then everything else you need will come to you. He also told us where the kingdom of God was. He said, it is within us. Remember in my story, I said that Jesus was sent to be the Redeemer, to restore us to the original plan that we live blessed and focused on being fruitful, multiplying, and dominating. That is the kingdom instruction for every one of us. So when I am procrastinating, I am doubting that what I am doing is aligned with God's kingdom. I am trying to perfect things often to fit man's standards or to cover my own perceived inadequacies rather than please God. Does this mean that I can do sloppy work and call it kingdom work? Not at all. I've heard a few business coaches say done is better than perfect, and it's a good mantra. In my attempt to wait for perfection to release this podcast, I was delaying other parts of the assignment and denying potential listeners the opportunity to get the encouragement they need. The beauty of the time we live in is that we can keep making changes and improvements. Every episode can become a little better each time once I keep learning from each one. You really don't know what will work until you release it from your hand. And this isn't even my first podcast. Did I forget to mention that? This is your permission slip to release the new product, the song, the work into the marketplace. Taking that first step will unlock the next. You've been trying to see 10 years into the future, but God has only given you enough light to see the first step to take. It is enough. He wants to be your guide with each step. He has promised that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Let me ask you a question. What would you do if you knew that your success was guaranteed? Would it be what you're doing now? This is not a sign to quit the job and try something new. I want you to investigate your current life and audit it against Genesis 1:28. Are you operating as someone who is blessed? Someone who knows that Jesus paid the price for your redemption for all time and that you are accepted and loved by your Creator? Are you being fruitful in every area of your life? Which areas need to be nourished? It may be your health or your relationships. Is it your finances or your spirit? God's desire is for you to have a fruitful and multiplying life. He wants you to be dominating, to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be successful at whatever you put your hands to. When you know that he is with you, then your success is inevitable. Your definition of success will need to line up with his, but all things are possible to them that believe. Before I go, I want to pray for you. Lord, I bring my fearless friend before you. We desire to walk in the blessing that you ordained for us before the world began. We declare that we will be fruitful and we will multiply what you have given us. We admit that we procrastinate when we take our eyes off of you and the plan that you have given us. We get distracted by life and culture, and we forget that we must seek your will first and then everything else that life needs you will add. Today we choose to walk in the authority of our identity as your creation, as one created in your image. We declare we are loved and we have your favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this first episode. If it's been a blessing, I hope you will share it with someone who could use the reminder that they've still got time to live their best life. Until next time, live fearless.